You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Talk. We are in Birmingham, Alabama at Avondale Brewing. This is Brewzapalooza. It's their inaugural music festival. I have none other than Matt Patton here with me. He represents a lot in music. Tonight he is representing Dexter Things. Matt, it's so good to have you on the show.
Good to be here.
So Matt, man, I just want to do a brief history on Dexter Things. It's got a long history. Man, tell me a little bit about the formulation and where it all began.
Yeah, well, you know, we started kind of all hanging out together at the University of Alabama in the mid to late 90s. We were all kind of hanging out at the Chucker and hanging out at the Final Solution record store. So it was basically me and Elliot McPherson, Craig Pickering, all meeting up there and getting to know one another a little bit and bonding over, you know, punk rock and kind of twangy rock as well, and indie rock and all that good stuff. And you know, the people that worked at the store, George and Chuck, were kind of fostering, you know, those relationships and building, you know, selling us the records that we would need to kind of, you know, be influenced. And you know, after we jammed together for a little while, John Smith, who had previously lived in Tuscaloosa that we knew about, came back to town. And, you know, he was a little older than us, and we knew that he was a pretty shit-hot guitar player. And he was also the older brother of our friend Jeb, you know, so we quickly recruited him to be in the band before we did really a whole lot, you know. Putting that piece together was really cool. And another friend of ours, too, Craig Gates, who would later be in Model Citizen with me, was also originally in the Dex Teens. So that's kind of how we all formed, was hanging around the bar and the record store around the university.
And, I mean, just through the years, especially here in the Tuscaloosa, Birmingham area, many people will be familiar with the Dex Teens, but it really has been a turntable as far as, like, members.
Right.
What is tonight's formulation of, like, who's playing?
You know, it's Elliot McPherson and John Smith and myself. We were all in the original iteration of the band. And so we'll be joined by Brian Gosden, who's been with us since 2009, 2008, around there. So, I'm good, man.
It's what you're talking.
Do what?
It's for you to what you're talking.
Okay. Is it like a fruit sickle?
Sorbet.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
I like that.
Yeah, so you know, it'll be Brian Gosden, who's been with us since 2008, and then, you know, probably Taylor, who's been in the band. We'll sit in a little bit, you know.
Right on. And so, just what does it mean to be back in Birmingham with the Dexter Things? I know that you'll be going back with Drive-By Truckers, but what does tonight mean playing Brewzapalooza for the Dexter Things tonight?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a special night anytime we can get together. You know, I haven't seen Elliot in person. I haven't seen him in 2 years at all. You know, I see those guys very, very rarely. The last time I saw Elliot was at a gig 2 years ago, and it had honestly been a long time since I'd seen him before that gig, you know. So when they said we were going to do it, of course they can always get somebody to play bass, you know, but I was going to make every effort to be here if they were going to be here.
And I know that you've been incredibly busy, I'm going to spend some time with you over Dial Day, but I want to talk a little bit about that. And how did that start up?
You know, it started up basically years ago. Our original drummer, Craig Pickering, started working for Fat Possum Records as a tour manager. So we kind of got to know the management and ownership over there, who I kept up with Bruce Watson for years and did some session work for him over at the Dialback Sound when he started it. I started dating Megan Kingery, who became my wife, and she was from the Oxford area. And so the more I was traveling over there, the more I kind of got to start, you know, working for Bruce, doing sessions and things like that. When Bruce got ready to move to Memphis, I was married and living in Water Valley, where the studio is located. He told me he was going to sell that studio to someone who was going to turn it into a duplex. And he was going to take that money and put it into a new studio in Memphis, you know. And I guess just over the years, after seeing record stores close and beloved bars close and other studios close and go by the wayside, I couldn't really bear it, you know. So it's just like I offered to buy the place from him, you know.
Yeah. And so, I mean, like, just to highlight, what has Dialback been up to lately? What are some of the things you're really excited about going on over there?
You know, we've been doing several records for the Music Maker Foundation, and they kind of keep older legendary songwriters and musicians in albums and merchandise and financial support, healthcare. So we've been making a lot of records like with those guys. There's a guitarist recently, his name is Ernie Vincent. He was kind of a New Orleans funk wah guitar player back in the 60s and 70s. So that's the most recent thing that we've done. I'm really excited about the relationship with them, something I really believe in. And we've done a kind of a breakout country artist. Her name is Rudy Armin. She's on La Honda Records with Culture Wall. It's kind of another artist on that label, and they're doing some touring together. My old band Model Citizen just did a live studio record there in anticipation of doing some shows when we can. Trying to think what else.
Jimbo Mathis.
We've done a lot of work with Jimbo over the years.
I gotta say, like, when y'all played with Jimbo at the Columbus Arts Council, a buddy of mine, Monk, from Alt-117, I wouldn't wear your nickname, and it's Smiling Matt Payton.
Right, that's one of them.
And it was such a joy to see you up on stage and just the biggest smile. It looked like you were just completely into 100% of what you were doing. It was just pure joy, and I was like, I understand the nickname.
Right. Well, that was also my first show in about 18 months that night.
Yeah.
You know? So that was something to smile about, you know?
Yeah, and so, like, I mean, you're also part of one of the hardest working bands in America, the Drive-By Truckers. Y'all be going back on tour tomorrow, right? You go to Little Rock?
Yeah, we've been on tour the past 2 weeks, and I came into town tonight on a night off. So I fly into Little Rock and meet them back up tomorrow for another week, and then we'll be off for the holidays.
So what does the rest of 2021 look like,
Drive-By, for you? Like I said, you know, we got another week, and then I'll just go home and be with my girls and celebrate the holidays and maybe do a little studio work and chill out.
For 2022, as best as you can see, what are you going to be busy with? Is it going to be Drive-By, Dialback, all that, or like what is the shape of 2022 for you? What are you most excited about?
Well, hopefully the European tour we've been putting off for 3 years is going to happen finally. You know, it's like we scheduled it and then the lockdown happened. So hopefully things are going to be safe enough to let us in this time and not keep pushing that forward.
UK, or y'all going to plan to go, or where all in Europe?
Like, you know, pretty much all of it. Yeah. It's going to be like a month-long tour.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Drive-By style, it's going to be every night, or?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, you know us, we'll take one night a week off, you know, but pretty much 6 days a week.
How much does that weigh on you, like, drive-by, the Drive-By tour, because, like, just as a fan, it's like one of the hardest working bands that I know, that you're always on the road. How much does that wear on you, and just having that one night off? Is that enough to really recharge the battery?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's like, I guess it's like the moving around, you know. I mean, if there's no airports involved, that's better. the airport really wears me out. But I mean, it's fine, you know. It's like nobody really blows it out partying like they used to anymore. I don't drink at all anymore, you know. And that really wore me out back in the day, you know. But I mean, the band's holding up really well, you know. Like I said, if you have to do a bunch of flying and stuff, that just takes it right out of me. But yeah, I think it's fine. I like being on the road, you know. So, and it's like, honestly, when they first started out, it was 300 days a year, you know, and now it's like maybe 100 days a year. So that's good, you know.
Yeah, especially with everything you get going on with Outback and all these other projects, right?
Mm-hmm.
Three questions to walk it out the door. I want to ask about social media, personal, Outback. Where is the best place to find what you have going on?
Well, I mean, you know, it's like the Instagram stays pretty updated. You know, I put as much as I can keep up with on there.
And so, just your personal Matt.
It's Dialback Sound.
Dialback Sound.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and number two is 2022. We talked a little bit about the tour and everything going on. Is anything special going on with Dialback in the upcoming year that you're just really excited about?
Yeah, we're expanding. Bronson and I are bringing in a new engineer. We're expanding. There's been a storage shed out front that we've been meaning to clean out and do something with for years. So we're in the process now of wiring it into a Studio B where you can kind of mix and overdub while other projects are going on in the main studio, so that you don't have to wait and do one or the other. You can track and mix instead of one or the other. So there's a new guy coming in that we're excited about that. And, you know, he does things in sort of more of a modern way than we do, so there's that option as well. Because really the way that Bronson and I like to do things, it's about like 1974 in there, you know. And sometimes people find that limitation frustrating, you know. But that's the way we like to work.
Yeah, and I totally respect it. And I cannot wait to get over to Water Valley and hang out with y'all for a while and capture that. Just last question, bring it back to Bruiser Palooza, is with fans and everyone here tonight, who are you most excited about seeing tonight or just being able to hang back out with?
Well, like, I was loving to see Cattle again because it's been a long time, you know. Like, back when I first moved to Birmingham, Philip from Cattle was a bartender at the Nick and one of the best bartenders and the most fun bartenders that the town has ever had, you know. And I've kind of missed him being behind the bar, you know. And it's like, you know, I used to work down at a bar called the Metro Bistro where they would play all the time. And, like, you know, it's like, I remember one night, for some reason, it ended up that I finished the set on bass, and just by seeing them so many times, just kind of knew my way through the song somehow, because that's as often as we used to see one another and hang out, you know. So it was kind of good seeing those guys again, and looking forward to seeing, you know, Taylor's thing in the Blips, because I love the record, but I haven't gotten to see the band yet, you know. So it'd be the first time to see that.
Well, man, thank you so much for taking the time. I can't wait to spend more time with you over the Water Valley at Dialback. Let's get back out there and enjoy the show.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, thanks a lot.
News and notes. Thank you so much for listening to Porch Talk. If you haven't done so already, I would ask that you would rate and review the show on whatever podcast app it is that you listen to on. It helps a lot. We don't have a marketing team. Everything that we do is grassroots. It's somebody telling somebody else about us. So appreciate you keeping up with us on social media and sharing that and then interacting of what we have going on there. All that helps a lot. We got some cool things coming up to close out this year and next year. We do have the Porch Talk compilation vinyl coming out. Just to name a couple of cats that's on that: Abe Partridge, Will Stewart, Taylor Hollinsworth, Jeremy Stanfield, Joshua Cosby, just to name a few. That'll be coming out mid next year. We're going to play, I know, a release party show in Columbus, Mississippi, Tuscaloosa, and probably Birmingham. maybe Mobile and Athens, Georgia, too. We'll see. Anyway, we got t-shirts at StoreFrontier/PorchTalk. One is in support of the vinyl. The other is, it's a Van Gogh down by the river. It's a Van Gogh version of Chris Farley's You're Gonna Live in a Van Down by the River sketch. You can check both of those out at StoreFrontier/PorchTalk. All right. Well, it's so great to have Matt on the show. We will be meeting again in Water Valley soon. But if you have never heard the Dexateens, I'm happy for you. You're about to hear them right now. This is a song called Naked Ground. All right, peace out.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.